out of the ordinary. They're probably not going to go and just show up and go and do the expected. They're not going to be bombing something as a normal or as we would expect in a normal manner. That's not how it's going to happen. They're going to go and it'll be just very similar to what we've seen in the past in the Middle East, where something that you didn't expect, something that happens, it'll all be a little off, a little odd, a little different. And that's the thing that we have to watch for. Now, we're watching for those things. The markets, they don't know how to interpret that. So early this morning, we hear all the saber rattling coming out of Iran. Yeah, they're gonna bomb us. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And they probably will at some point, but it won't be something that's direct. It won't be something that we can talk about easily. Right? That's not going to be the way that they do it. Good morning, Dan. This happy new year, Joseph. I'm glad to see you with us as well. We're going to continually watch the market for you. So we're going to see those things in their normal methods. I got a little cold this morning. We're going to see different offshoots. So that's going to make it a little bit more of a chaotic market. Markets aren't going to be able to just go straight forward as they typically do. And, we're not going to be able to just say, hey, so we're going to see that we're expecting this. We're going to be in this market, as I mentioned early this morning, down almost 200 points as measured by the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And now, as I speak to you, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is not anywhere close to being down that far. So we watch all these different areas. The Dow Jones, we just checked, it was about 54 points down. So it's 59 down right now. It's going to fluctuate that way. So that's going to be a lot more difficult for bonds. We need a lot more volatility. We didn't have any volatility in the markets the last few months. Now we're going to see some of that volatility just because we don't exactly know which direction everything's going to be going. That's the way the markets are going to be this year, or at least for the first part of it. Then we're going to the next level, and we will. In the latter part of the year, obviously we'll see volatility as the markets never ever like uncertainty. Markets just don't do well in uncertain times. So when we get to the latter part of the year, we're going to see that uncertainty because of the election. As it becomes clearer and clearer, you can we'll see more certainty, and the markets will. Is volatile again. There might be some other catalysts that we cannot project. But, obviously the markets really are ignoring something that's going to create volatility. No, that's not going to have any impact on the markets. The markets, I think it's true. I saw a quote yesterday from Ruth Bader Ginsburg talking about the idea that something there's so I got to figure out why that mic is still playing for me over here on the far side that should be on. Ah, there we go. That might be better. So Ruth Bader Ginsburg saying that if anybody had brought a case like this current impeachment case in front of her court, she would probably be looking to sanction the plaintiff, that would be the Democrat in this case, for bringing something up that shouldn't even be brought up. Fascinating to me to do that commentary from somebody who's a self-proclaimed Trump hater. So when you watch these things, you start saying, okay, that's part of it. The markets don't believe anything that happened with impeachment. The Republicans can figure out if there's anything even there. The Democrats have come up and they had to do this quickly. Fast, I find this fascinating. We look at September, they have to get this to a vote very, very quickly because of imminent threat to President Trump. Now, I might be a little bit slow here, and I know I'm a little bit partisan, but if there is something that's this imminent, why in the world has it been held this long? Can you just give me that one little bit of information? Why have the Democrats held this so long? If there is an imminent against the United States. If it's not an imminent threat, then maybe it's not even something that's mutual. But we'll watch that. The NASDAQ is positive. I mean, the S&P 500, that's only down 2 points right now as I speak. So we're starting to see that there are a lot of the markets are just shrugging off the negative news of saying, you know, something, I'm not that worried about it. We're going to continue watching what's going on in the world, but that's not an issue. There's nothing. There's no there in the markets as far as worry about what's going on in Iran, what's going on in the Middle East. Part of this has to do with the fact that over the last 3 years, we have become energy independent. Yes, the pipeline has helped. The fracking in the different areas that we're seeing it, that has helped all these different areas. Big benefit, because we're also looking, anybody that's old like me, you probably remember the days when we had gas wars, gas prices, and you'd see something like this going on in Iran, and you'd see a huge spike in gasoline prices and oil prices. Well, I'm looking right now, the gas prices, national average, 258.4 here in Calizuela. We're about $1 a gallon more than the national average. The average for the state, $3.54. These were a little bit below Hawaii. 220.9 is the lowest price in the land. You got to go, try to figure out where that 220.9 is. Missouri, cheapest gas prices in the country. So we're watching those for you as well. And hey, you know something? I did get my computer working, I think. And I can actually tell you that we are celebrating today. Maybe my computer isn't working. It's going a little bit slow. It's like being a little slow this morning. So maybe I'll have to do that when we come back in the next second. See what our celebration of the day is. January 6th, 2020. And we're going to talk a little bit about remembering 2020. Do not abbreviate that 20. If you're going to sign some sort of legal documents, do not abbreviate that 2020 on there, because friend Dave Cannon here, he's on the line, he's watching us right now. He can probably tell you from banking issues for financial services. You don't want somebody to change that to be 2019 after your day 2018. So make sure you put that whole thing in there. Take that extra 15 seconds to write the extra 2020 on there. You are listening on Single Radio. Discussing your real estate plans and the financial market. When we come back, benefits of buying your dream home. We're going to talk about that. A lot to cover with you today. Why didn't your house sell? We'll chat about that one. Maybe there's a marketing program or problem in there. Tips for battling holiday debt, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our offer number is 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us at Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio on Twitter at RonSiegel. If you're part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replays available on RonSiegel on YouTube. RonSiegel, number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. Back in just a few. this year when it because if you are looking at a debt consolidation and you do it the wrong way, it could cost your family thousands and thousands of dollars. That's why we like to tell you that we work as a home loan strategist for you. Now, by delaying, that could cost you money. By acting late, that could cost you money. Acting sooner the wrong way. All of those things are components of what happens in the marketplace. You want to be cognizant of those things. Now, I shared a slide earlier talking about those folks who list their house and find out, yeah, it didn't sell. You wonder why in a market like this where there's tight inventory, why is it that the property did not sell? It really becomes a few of different options that the sellers have to look at. And we know that December 30th is actually the most day of the year for fire, followed closely by December. Yes, there are some contracts that are not aware of the end of June. We're going to go to the end of December 30th. Yeah, just a little finger there. I guess I should humor. Yeah, that was. But you share that information with you so that you understand there are multiple reasons why properties don't list and they don't sell. Could be that the only option at that point, you list with a current agent, take house off the market, go with a for sale by owner, and there is never any idea. Yeah, you don't want to do that. And relist with a agent, that's also an option. But here's the lending real estate, and I hear all the try and negotiate commission with the realtor. And I'm going to tell you is doing you a disservice, because you understand what is the most important part of getting your home sold. And this is a strategy that's shared with our friends from the career companies over and over again. And I've been a big, big proponent for decades now of, and I shared a pyramid chart, and I'll share that during the break, showing you how you get the most money for any listing, every listing. And it happens this way every single time, because we know that 90% of the homes sold are purchased with a real estate professional. So here's the issue. If you want to get your home sold, you need to give incentive to the real estate professional. Now, that does not mean to have your house listed at the lowest price possible. That does not mean you go to one of these dumb iBuyer or Rex or programs like that. Obviously, you can tell that I have no fear of those guys. Right? Don't go to any of those companies because they're just a ruse to get more money. And they're going about selling your house the exact wrong way. Now, I hear agents come up and say, well, I'll list your house, I'll sell it 5%. Okay, well, that's it. Might save you a little bit of money, but really what you want. So if you list your house, you just saw this happen over the last couple of weeks. So you list your house, I'm just going to use the house that actually has worked, had this happen. Was listed at $798,000, so sold over $850,000. So here's what you want to be doing. You got to make sure that you get the most people possible into your property. How do you make sure you get the most people possible into your property? It's called marketing. It's called an incentive. Now, there's a couple of different incentives that you can use. One incentive is to list your price at a very great aggressive sales price. That way you get a lot of people in, a lot of people looking at it, and hopefully you're going to end up getting a bidding war going. But in California, the average house sells at a discount to list price of somewhere between 2 and 6%. Those are the state numbers, not the radio numbers. They're going to sell at a discount 2 to 6% from the list price. But you just said, you want me to sell it at above the list price. How are we going to sell it above the list price if the average is going to be 6% below? Well, you need to do the right marketing. And right marketing means you have to get the right people in to see your property. Now, how do you get the right people in to see your property? I'm going to tell you that when you come back and listening to Ron Steele Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Getting the right people to see your property every single time because you know what you're doing, and I'm going to share it with you. It's going to be counterproductive or counterintuitive to a lot of people, and there might even be some people that I see that are have checked in this morning. It's going to be very, very counterproductive or counterintuitive to them. We're also talking about benefits to buying your dream home this year, tips for battling holiday debt, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our offer number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, connect with us. Facebook.com/RonSteele Radio, Twitter at Ron Steele. If you missed any part of our podcast, shame on you. The replay is available on Ron Steele 1 on YouTube. Ron Steele, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. chat with you about where we left off before about the marketing plan for your house. So yes, indeed, you can do that marketing plan that I shared with you earlier, and you can talk about how to market and get more people into your property. The whole idea is getting the most people into your property. Now, how do you do that? Well, if you price your home below the market price, you are going to get more people into your property. We've shown that. There is a National Association of Realtors did put out a study to be done on that to find out where the numbers come in. And it basically shows that if you have your property at market value, you're going to get about 60% of the marketplace will see your property. So then you might ask yourself, okay, Ron, if that's the case, why are you telling us to go out and list our property at a price higher than market value? I didn't say that yet, but I'm going to. So what you want to do is you want to find out from your community, from your local real estate professionals. Now, what is the value of your property? I'm just going to use some round numbers here. But if you were to go out and you were to find, okay, the value of your property is, say, $500,000. Again, I know Orange County, California, it's about $820,000 is the median home price. But I want to use, just for simplicity, for demonstration purposes, I'm going to use a number of $500,000. You say that the property, actually, let's change that just a little bit, $495,000. You've got three different agents you're talking to. They say, this is the house, $495,000. We'll be able to get it sold. Well, remember I told you 2-6% is going to be the discount off of that $495,000. Can I just use the number 5 or 6 just because the math becomes easy? So you're going to take $500,000. That's going to be 5% of that. You're going to reduce that by about $25,000 for your sale price is going to be. Now, for the most part, you're not going to be too happy saying, I want to sell it at $25,000 discount. But, hey, we need to get people in there. You've got the reasons that you're trying to sell. I don't know all the reasons why you're trying to sell. Only you know that. But here's the issue. What we really want to find out is how do we get the home sold the most money possible? Well, the way we're going to do that is either we list it lower to get more people in, or we give an incentive to the person that's going to sell it to make sure and bring everybody they possibly can to your house. How do we do that? Well, I told you 92% of houses are sold with a real estate professional. So you certainly don't want to be going out there to try and figure out, okay, I want to run, you told me that the real estate professional is the one that's going to sell my property. You don't want to go out there and try and give it away, right? No, of course you don't. I want you to get more of the property. So here's what we do. You take a $495,000 house, and that all these other agents said $495,000 is going to be the number that your house is going to sell for. And we're very happy with that. Okay, we got that number in place. And we say, what happens if we list it for a little bit more than that $495,000? And we give a bigger incentive to the selling agent. Wow, that's kind of new and novel. So the people that are going, they're a discount broker. The reason they're a discount, they don't even know any other way of selling your house. If you need to give it away, and if they can't negotiate their own salary, how are they going to negotiate for the prop for your property? Just throw that out there for your consideration. I mean, it's just a question mark that I have. Is if they can't negotiate for you, how do they, for their family, how do they negotiate for your family? Just a question I would ask. So what if we go and we offer that property and say, we're going to do a listing on this property, and we're going to list it at a little bit more than what the market thinks it's worth. Now, that's counterintuitive to some of the things that we've shared with you, but we're still on the same line. We want to make sure that everybody sees your property. So I'm going to say, let's list your property at 7% commission. They're not going to get you as much money for your house as they're going to get you this way. And I'm going to guarantee that for you as well. So here's how it works. The 3% that the listing agent normally gives you is still paying them their 3% commission. But what I want you to do is say, I want you to list the property at a 4% commission for the person that brings us the winning buyer. Now, real estate professionals are like everybody else. They want to make sure that they take care of their family. And they're looking to make sure their client is taken care of as well, for sure. But they can make sure that they see a property that they can make 2.5% on, and it fits the suitability needs of their client. And they see a property that they're going to make 4% on, right? That's almost double the money. And we may even show you a way that you can get even more than 4%. They're going to end up going and showing that property to everybody they possibly can. That's the idea. Every person that comes by, or every person that they work with, they're going to say, you know, I've got this property at 123 Main Street. Maybe it's right for you. Let's go and take a look at it. It's got the 3 bedrooms and the swimming pool, the white picket fence, and everything else that you want. But I think maybe I think you like this. And they bring you. Now, why did they bring you to that property? Well, it's because they get paid more to bring you to that property. Nothing wrong with that. I don't have any problem with people getting paid more. That's the whole idea why we're in, why people are in the real estate business. I don't sell real estate. I just train people on it. And how do I train people? How do I go and I study it? I talk to agents, hundreds and hundreds of agents every month. That was last week of December. I was with probably 400 real estate professionals. In the next 2 weeks, I'll be with another 400 or 500 real estate professionals. We do that all the time because how else can we make sure that we bring you the absolute best information possible? Here's how this works. The agents come by and they tell their clients, hey, you need to go see 123 Main Street. They bring every one of their clients there. Now, I shared with you before that our goal was to make sure that the most people in the market could actually see our property, see your listing. Well, how did we get that to happen? We gave real estate professionals an incentive to do that. The more that they get an incentive to do that, the more they're going to do it, right? I mean, if you got paid an extra $5,000 to show somebody a house, are you going to make sure and show it to them? As long as it's suitable, the answer is yes. They're going to show that property as long as it remains suitable for the client. Now, if they're looking for a 4-bedroom house, this is a 3-bedroom house, you're not going to bring them there, but they're going to look through their database and see everybody that they can possibly find in their database that might be suitable for that 3-bedroom house. We talk more about this because we might even get another level of incentive by understanding the way this process works. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, tips for battling holiday debt. Talk about that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our offer number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter at Ron Siegel, if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Sale Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Sale Radio. Or anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today will be brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Sale Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Let's continue our conversation. I'm having a little bit of computer problems here this morning. But I want to continue our conversation on getting the most possible money for your real estate. So I told you before that what we want to do is we're going to increase the commission. We're going to increase the property value, property price. So you have that $495,000 market value, and you've got a property that we're going to now add $4,950 to it, so we can raise the commission from 6% to 7%. So we increase the price to make sure that we are not hurting the seller in any way. And all we're going to do here is I'm going to make sure that throughout this process that our sellers, your house, is going to get you the most possible money. Now, you're going to end up by using a 7% commission to the realtors. You're going to end up getting more money as a net amount of money for the purchase of your home. More money for the purchase by increasing the commission amount. Now, obviously, I just told you that we're going to go from 6% to 7% by increasing the price. We've already talked about the fact that we're going to go from 3% for the listing agent and 4% for the selling agent. Now, when the selling agents go through their database and find everybody they can possibly find to show your property, that's where you're going to get to the point of saying, you know something? I see, Ron, why we're going to get more money for the property, because all of the agents are promoting it. They're all bringing everybody they possibly can find because, number one, it's good for the consumer. Number two, it's good for the agent. They're getting more money for doing the same work. Now, what if we take that one step further, and what if we can actually get more money for the property? Would you, as a seller, be willing to give the real estate agents more money, a piece of the pie, if they can get you more money? Well, the answer to that is obviously you will, right? If I said to you, I'm going to give you a $100 bill, but you've got to give me a $10 bill, would you be willing to do that? Now, I would suggest almost everybody would be more than willing to do something like that, right? That's kind of a no-brainer, right? So what if we, instead of getting from that $495,000 house, I shared with you, but I think that if you follow what I'm teaching you right now, you're going to list that property, say, at $500,000, $499,500, right? And you're going to give the agents an extra one. It's a 7% listing, 4% to the seller, and 3% for the listing agent. But now what if they go above that? Would you be willing to share? Well, maybe if they go 2 or 3% above that $499,500, you have a note, an override in there that says, you know, something, maybe we'll give the seller, the person that represents the buyer, that's called a selling agent, they represent the buyer, we'll give them 5%. But you've got to give a percentage of that increase to the listing agent because he's now cutting his commission from 3% to 2% because you can give him a little bit more. Do you think more people are going to show up to your property? And I just put on the screen here for you the impact of price on visibility. We're basically finding another way of getting that where we're going to get to that 90% level where everybody that can possibly afford your property is being shown your property. Oh, but what if we get the bidding war, we go up to 5% above that list price? Well, maybe we do another split, right? So we say we give the buyer 6%, 1% to the listing agent, And oh yeah, we give them a percentage of the increased sale price. Wow, look at that. And if you go 7% above, we'll give the full 7% to the buyer's agent. Now, if you have a buyer's agent that has the opportunity to make 7%, what do you think they're going to be doing with every buyer that they can possibly come up with? They're going to show them your property. They're going to bring every one of them there. They're going to make more money. You are going to be making more money because you're only giving away percentages, 1% here, 1% there. You're only giving away percentages of what the full package is, but you're getting more and more money from you, all of these agents, because they want to make a bigger payday. Nothing wrong with that. You get more money, nothing wrong with that. We get into a bidding war, which means the request for repairs get minimized because the agents all know that there's multiple people looking at this property because through our marketing, we've increased our visibility on the property. Think about that concept. Now, you're out there listing you're listing your house with a 7% commission to the realtors because you want to. And you're looking at these other companies that are saying, well, we're going to give you a discount to the price and the value. That's what these open house and open door and iBuyer, they're not going to give you a full market value. They're going to give you about a 25% haircut, even though they say there's no commission. They've got another way of doing it. I hear a lot of commercials from this Rex. That's another discounter. Yeah, they're going to discount what they take. They're going to discount what you get. I'm showing you how to make your property more valuable to the marketplace, get you more money for your property, and everybody wins because you understand marketing. And a lot of realtors do not understand this part. That's why they're willing to go out there and say, well, you know something? I'm willing to list this house at a 5% commission or a 4% commission. Well, if they understood the marketing side of it, that you get rid of them, get them out of your living room the minute they came up with that, because it just tells us that they don't understand the entire process. If you want more information on this, you can call 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. If you are a realtor, well, we've got a lunch and learn this week in Anaheim Hills, next week in Palm Desert. Be happy to share the whole process with you and educate you on how this whole thing works so you can actually take care of your clients and make more money yourselves. And as always, we ask you to hit that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ontario Radio, where we always speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today, and of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ontario Radio. If you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronteradio.com. Remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people, a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ronteo Radio.